Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Philippians, to Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you've done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, but especially those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. All of Philippians chapter 4. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and the power found in your word. Thank you for the truth that your word is full of grace, full of light, full of blessing. And thank you for the opportunity we have every day of opening your word and spending time with you and allowing you the opportunity to pour grace, light, peace, and power into our hearts, our minds, our lives. More and more, help us to be wise enough to do this on a daily basis. Help us to make time to spend this time one-on-one with you every single day. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family, and thank you for all those that we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Of course, the prayer that I prayed just then was Psalm 91, and I'm encouraging you, if you're not praying it every day, please start praying it daily, because it's a great prayer to pray that will bless your physical health and a wonderful prayer to pray daily for supernatural protection. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you in these moments. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would bring into our remembrance all the ways that you have already delivered us, all the ways that you have already provided. Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see how good you have been to us already. Heavenly Father, we just want to spend time today remembering and acknowledging and seeing how good you have been. And Heavenly Father, we trust in you. We believe that you will deliver us again. Thank you so much for all that you've given us. Heavenly Father, we just want to spend this day in thanks, praising you and worshiping you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family today. Today we're looking at focusing on the topic, Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Again, Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. And we'll be sharing a number of Thanksgiving passages of Scripture, especially from the book of Psalms, but Thanksgiving, praise, and worship passages. And I would encourage you, jot them down and take time to go back over them when you have opportunity. Here's Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. All of Psalm 100. Now, keep in mind, Psalm 100 is a short psalm, only five verses, but it's a powerful psalm. But also keep this in mind. When you read the Word of God, always make note of the commands. Don't just skim over them. We're wise to do what the commands tell us to do. You know, after we finish reading, taking the time to do it. Take the first verse. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. What is the command? Make a joyful shout. It could be, hallelujah, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. But a joyful noise, a joyful shout to the Lord. The next verse says, serve the Lord with gladness. Did you know, you're not the victim of your attitude. You're the master of it. You can choose to be glad. You can choose to be joyful. And we're wise to do that. Sadly, sometimes people make the big mistake of assuming, well, I can't help it. That's just the way I am. No, you're not the victim of your attitude. You're the master of it. Choose to be glad. Choose to be joyful. God wouldn't tell you to do something that you couldn't do. So when he says in verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing, choose to be glad. And you know, when you choose to be glad, that literally can stir up your joy. And the Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So today, choose to be a glad person. Yes, you can do that. You're not the victim of your attitude. You're the master of it. Choose every day to be a glad person. It says, come before his presence with singing. Every believer is called to sing to the Lord. Again, that's a command. Come before his presence with singing. Just a song, bless the Lord, oh my soul, or just whatever song comes to your heart or your mind. But pray using song to praise and worship the Lord. Now, keep in mind, we live in a world where some people are considered good singers and some not. Well, everybody may not have a solo voice per se, but God commands us all. If you have the ability to sing at all, God wants you to sing. Now, of course, the fact is, if a person doesn't have an especially gifted singing voice, they shouldn't volunteer to do solos at church or anywhere else. You know, I think of this, like, for example, if you go to the nursing home and You're doing ministry and you're not a solo singer. Don't choose to do solos. You know, they have enough problems as it is, you know. So don't sing solos at the nursing home if you're not a good singer. But when you're by yourself, sing to the Lord, because if no one else, God appreciates your singing. So yes, sing to the Lord songs of praise. And in other capacities, you know, be wise in where you do and don't sing. But the goal is obey the Lord. It says, come before his presence with singing. Verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Taking time to think about the bigness and the greatness of God is very important. Sometimes just meditating on how big God is. I think of this, for example. You know, God has made millions of planets. And God knows the name of every single planet, and he never gets the names of the planets mixed up. You know, sometimes I think of this, that like when I was young, my dad might call one of the children. He may say, you know, go through several names before he got the right one. You know, sometimes parents get their children's names mixed up. And when I grew up, I did the same thing, get their names mixed up. But, you know, God never gets mixed up with anything. He knows all the billions of his children in the world. He knows each one by name and never gets us mixed up. Again, verse 3 is a wise verse to obey. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Choose to be a thankful person. Throughout the day, it may be quietly under your breath, or sometimes in the right context, just out loud. Let it be known that you're thankful to God for his goodness, for his grace, for his mercy. Thankful for eternal life and health and strength. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Praising and thanking God throughout the day is just a wise way to approach all of life. We're called to be a thankful person. Life is a gift from God. God is a good God. He's a great God. He runs our cup over every day in so many ways. So we're wise to take time to thank and praise him throughout the day. And the last verse says, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So again, Psalm 100 is a short psalm, but it's a good psalm to not only read and meditate on, but obey what it does. And when we do that, we will be blessed even more by taking the time to obey the commands found within a passage such as this. Lord, thank you for the privilege and the blessing of living a lifestyle of thanksgiving, praise, and worship of you. Father, you're a good God. You're a great God. You are El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you again for being El Shaddai, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You provide for us abundantly every day. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you for being the great and good and wonderful and blessed Heavenly Father that you are to each and every one of us. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for the ability to know you, to be able to serve you. Thank you for the opportunity to open your word every day and spend time one-on-one with you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer every single day, knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. And thank you for the opportunity to be a hearer and a doer of your word. Thank you for the desire to be a hearer and a doer of your word. Father, you're so good. You're so great. You're so mighty. You're just so bountifully good. We thank you and praise you for being the blessed Heavenly Father that you are. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Today we're looking at the topic, Thanksgiving, Praise, and Worship. We'll be right back.
From getting through. We do. that you could see it all made new. We do. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? And is Jesus our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? Does our God intend to dwell again?
Music of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic Thanksgiving, Praise, and Worship. And we invite you to look with us now in the book of Psalm 92, beginning at verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. All of Psalm 92. As we often do, we want to share articles that are discipleship tools that will encourage you in your walk with the Lord, tools for you to use to encourage and minister to your family as well as tools for you to forward and share by way of email with fellow church members, family members, fellow workers on the job, saved or unsaved individuals as well. This one is one we've shared on a number of occasions, but especially the story that it highlights, the account of this individual always blesses me when I read it. The title of this article, An Attitude of Gratitude is Its Own Reward. Again, the title, An Attitude of Gratitude is Its Own Reward. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Why is it so important to give thanks to God in the good times and in the bad in life, in the sunshine and in the rain? Well, for one of many reasons, life is a gift. And another reason is thanksgiving and praise are powerful weapons that help you to be an overcomer and a winner in life. And this is true no matter what the obstacles or trials you face. Allow me to share a tremendous illustration of this reality. Francis had what many would consider a tough, tragic, and troubled life. A doctor's tragic error left her at 6 weeks of age with lifelong blindness. Her father passed away when she was very young. She was raised by her mother and grandmother. According to many in today's world, Frances had plenty of reason to be unhappy, depressed, and without hope. However, in her autobiography, Frances June Crosby chose to write these amazing words. It seemed intended by the blessed providence of God that I should be blind all my life, and I thank him for the dispensation. In other words, she was basically saying, I thank him for the gift of blindness. The doctor who made the sad error afterward moved away from that community. However, Francis wrote, If I could meet him now, I would say, thank you over and over again for making me blind. Though many may conclude that living a life with blindness would be a very sad, disappointing life, Frances considered it to be one of her greatest blessings. She considered her blindness to be a gift from God. She further said, I could not have written thousands of hymns if I had been hindered by the distractions of seeing all the interesting and beautiful objects that would have been presented to my notice. By the way, many know Frances June Crosby so much better by the name Fanny Crosby, the great hymn and song writer. Fanny Crosby blessed the church and the world with songs that include Blessed Assurance, To God Be the Glory, Redeemed, All the Way My Savior Leads Me, and many others. She is a tremendous example of one who lived with a grateful spirit and with an attitude of gratitude. And having this attitude was a great blessing to her, and she in turn was a great blessing to the church and to the world. Make it your goal to thank God in all the circumstances of your life. For even in tough times, God really does run our cups over in blessing in so many ways. Take time to thank and praise him for his goodness and that he pours into your life every day throughout the day. Don't focus on the negative things in life. Focus on the blessings you receive. It will change your whole outlook on life. Also, being grateful to God for his goodness will stir up your joy in your life. And be mindful that being a genuinely grateful person makes you instantly rich in the truest sense of the word. Ask God to anoint you today with the spirit of praise and gratitude. Instead of complaining about the rain, thank God for watering His beautiful world for free. Instead of complaining about not feeling well, thank God you're alive. Instead of complaining about having to clean your house, thank God that you have a home to live in. Instead of being impatient with family members, thank God for the gift your loved ones are to you. Instead of complaining about your job, thank God that you have a job and an income. Instead of complaining about the world, thank God for the opportunity to pray and help change the world to be a better place. Give thanks in all things. And do remember, being a genuinely grateful person will bless you tremendously. Praise and thank God often, daily throughout the day. Living life with an attitude of gratitude really is its own reward. If you'd like to get a copy of the article, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And we'll be glad to get it to you. Again, the title of that article, An Attitude of Gratitude is Its Own Reward. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I want to share another article that's entitled, this one is entitled, A Thanksgiving Seat That Was Almost Empty. Again, the title, A Thanksgiving Seat That Was Almost Empty. And actually, this article comes from the ministry Love Life, a wonderful pro-life ministry that's working in our nation. Again, the title of the article, A Thanksgiving Seat That Was Almost Empty. In just a few days, families across our nation will gather around tables to give thanks. Some will share memories. Some will reflect on God's faithfulness, and some will look around the room at faces that remind them of the goodness of God. There is a little girl named Lily who will one day sit at a Thanksgiving table because of one simple question asked at exactly the right moment. The question was, "What would God have you do?" That question changed everything in a particular young lady's life. A young mother named Maria was 22 years old and pregnant with her second child. Her first baby had already stretched every part of her life. She felt overwhelmed and unprepared. She believed she could not handle another child. She said she felt numb as she had pushed down every thought and emotion just to make it through the day. In her mind, the decision was made. She was driving to the abortion center. But right before she entered the property of the abortion clinic, Vicky, a sidewalk team member with Love Life, stepped toward her car and gently asked her that one question, "What would God have you do?" Her eyes filled with tears. She said it felt like a battle in her heart. In that moment, truth rose to the surface. Maria chose life. What she did not know was that God had already prepared people to walk beside her. Soon after her decision, she was introduced to Sharon, a Love Life mentor. At first, it was simply a mentoring relationship, but it became something deeper. Sharon encouraged her, prayed with her, and reminded her she was not alone. Sharon's family cared for her like their own. The church surrounded her. A baby shower was provided. Every need was met with love. Today, when Maria talks about her baby girl, Lily, her words overflow with gratitude. She calls her a blessing from God. She says her family has been growing closer to God because of Lily. She says she cannot imagine the regret she would have carried if she had not chosen life for Lily. She has learned that God takes care of His children. Maria recently shared her story publicly at a Celebrate Life prayer walk, standing with her daughter and testifying to what God has done. Her courage and joy were a reminder that every life saved echoes far beyond the moment of decision. And this is where Thanksgiving comes back into view. Because of one question asked at the right moment, a baby girl is alive. A mother is thriving. A family is being drawn closer to God. A mentor has become like family. And a seat at a Thanksgiving table will be filled by a child who almost was not here. Thanksgiving is a time to remember the goodness of God. And stories like Maria's remind us that God is still writing stories of life in the middle of real struggle. This year, as families gather, we give thanks for the power of one question asked in faith that changed everything. And of course, in this article, the names are changed for privacy purposes. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that little Lily is alive today. Thank you for your faithful servants who were at the right place at the right time and who asked the right question that the Holy Spirit used to touch the heart of a young mom who felt herself under great pressure. Father, more and more, pour out your spirit of mercy, grace, and compassion upon us as a church. Help us, Lord, as the church, to rise up and be your hands and feet more and more faithfully in all circumstances and in all our communities. Help us to love these moms, their babies, and help us to love a world that is in great need in so many ways. Lord, empower us to be every day walking full of your compassion, full of your grace, full of your mercy everywhere we go. Help us to have eyes to see the needs in people's lives and ears to hear their concerns, and help us again to be the hands and feet you've called us to be as your church. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. The title of that article was A Thanksgiving Seat That Was Almost Empty. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Covenant Church with I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic Thanksgiving, Praise, and Worship. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. I want to take time now to read some Thanksgiving psalms and passages from the Word of God. Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All of Psalm 23. Then looking further in the book of Psalms, Psalm 148, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heavens, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. End of Psalm 150. I want to take time now to share an additional article. This article is entitled Jesus, Prayer, and Dr. George Washington Carver. Again, the title, Jesus, Prayer, and Dr. George Washington Carver. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Very much of what Jesus did in his life, believers can do too. Christ modeled beautifully the life every believer can live in so many ways. One area of our life that Christ modeled was his prayer life. And if Jesus made it a high priority to pray daily, we too need to make daily prayer a high priority as followers of Christ. Pray without ceasing is what we're commanded to do in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We should live our lives as a running conversation with God. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 tells us, don't worry about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. When we work, we work. When we pray, God works. Always remember, God can do everything we can do so much better. There's no such thing as praying too much. Psalm 119, verse 18 says, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. That's a good prayer to pray just before you spend time reading God's word every single day. Every husband and wife should try to pray together every day, and all parents should strive to pray daily with their children. Also, parents, teach and guide your children to pray every day for you and for their brothers and sisters and for others. Dr. George Washington Carver was a great man of prayer. He was a well-known scientist who was born a slave. He's been credited with saving the agriculture of the South. He's a great example of a believer who listened to and communed with God, his Heavenly Father. Dr. Carver is a great example of a believer who followed and applied God's wisdom in his life. Every morning, Dr. George Washington Carver would rise up early, and he'd go out every single day and sit before the Lord in the woods, who he called Mr. Creator. There with the Lord, Dr. Carver learned secrets that blessed the world. See Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. From the book entitled The Man Who Talks with the Flowers, written by Glenn Clark, Dr. George Washington Carver once stated, "There's literally nothing that I ever wanted to do, that I asked the blessed Creator to help me to do, that I've not been able to accomplish. It's all very simple if one knows how to talk with the Creator. It is simply seeking the Lord and finding Him. All my life, I've risen regularly at 4 o'clock and have gone into the woods and talked with God. There He gives me my orders for the day. When people are still asleep, I hear God best and learn my plan. After my morning's talk with God, I go into my laboratory and begin to carry out His wishes for the day." Make it your goal to saturate your life and your family and the concerns of your life with prayer. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, the story of Hannah has many powerful life lessons about prayer and going to God in prayer with the desires of our hearts. The gift of prayer, that is, the privilege to pray and talk with our Heavenly Father, is a precious gift from God. It's one of the most valuable gifts in all of life. Let's use the precious gift we have in prayer daily, wisely, and continually. The following is a poem with the author unknown, but a touching poem. The poem simply says, "When you were young and it was cold outside, with a blanket I covered you with care. Now that you are older and the world is much colder, I now cover you with a blanket of prayer. And remember, there's no such thing as praying too much." The title of that article again is Jesus, Prayer, and Dr. George Washington Carver. If you'd like to get a copy of that article or the first one we shared as well, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. Thanks again for being a part of our listening family. Father, thank you, Lord, for every believer that is Thank you for every believer that is listening. Thank you for every man and woman that's listening. Thank you for every boy and girl that's listening. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to know you and serve you. Father, anoint each and every listener with a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit of prayer. In fact, set our prayer lives on fire afresh in a brand new way. Empower us more and more to be the praying individuals and the praying church you've called us to be. Help us to grow in our understanding, Father, the fact that there's so much that you will accomplish as we, your people, pray. But help us to be mindful, too, that the prayers of thanksgiving, praise, and worship are some of the highest form of prayer that we can carry out. Father, empower us to be the people of thanksgiving, the people of praise and worship you've called us to be, the church of thanksgiving, praise, and worship you've called us to be. And help us to know, Lord, that as we give thanks and praise and worship you, it stirs up our joy. And you let us know in the Word of God in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9, you told us, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Help us to be wise enough to learn to be a thankful people that will just throughout the day thank and praise you for your goodness, for your grace and your mercy. And help us to know, Lord, that it does invite the Holy Spirit to pour into our lives in a greater way. And it causes our joy to rise more and more to the top in our lives. Help us to know, Lord, that your joy is not just nice to have, but it's needed for us to be committed and able to fully carry out the work you've called us to do. Father, set the church afresh on fire with the spirit of thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Help us to live a lifestyle of worshiping and praising you. Help us to know, Lord, that not only is it appropriate, but it's wise for us to many ways, just thank and praise you throughout the day for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy, for eternal life, for health and strength, for family, for friends, and many blessings we receive. Thank you for being the wonderful and blessed Heavenly Father that you are to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession, as we usually do before we end the broadcast. If you're listening today and you've never made the step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior and being saved, today is a good day to get saved. Today is a good day to commit your life and your all to the Lord and be saved and receive eternal life. If you want to make that step, would you right now pray this prayer to commit or recommit your heart to the Lord with us today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Again, we want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please email us. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to get that information to you. It'll help you to grow and become a vibrant, strong believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. If you'd like to get copies of the articles we shared, the first one, An Attitude of Gratitude is Its Own Reward, and the second article, Jesus Prayer and Dr. George Washington Carver. If you want to get one or both, again, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. And if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. That habit will bless you tremendously. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.